Now, this last story today may sound like a fairy tale. Tiny Luxembourg is setting its goals in space. It's launching a plan to promote the commercial mining of asteroids. Luxembourg is serious about this, and a U.S. company is hoping to join the project. Chris Lewicki is CEO of Planetary Resources in Washington State.
Hi, Marco. Well, Luxembourg is actually a pioneer in commercial space development. They were responsible for helping develop commercial satellite communications 30 years ago, and they're looking to recreate that same development, but now see space resources and the economic development of space as the next big opportunity.
Yeah, so what do we mean when we say space resources? Like, what kind of minerals are on asteroids that we don't have in large supply here on Earth?
Well, there's a bunch of extremely useful resources, and I would encourage you first to actually think about using those resources in space. Resources like water or metals for construction, or radiation shielding or rocket fuel. All of these can be found on the surface of near-Earth asteroids, which are orbiting the sun right alongside the Earth. Eventually, in the perfection of the industry, we'll be able to bring back extremely valuable but extremely useful materials like the platinum group metals. So this is the beginning of the gold rush in space, and we're very excited to see Luxembourg's leadership in this area.
So the space station and its astronauts, they'll still be getting supplies from Earth. But what you're saying, if this initiative goes through, the space station is going to start treating asteroids like the local Home Depot to just get materials?
Well, that's the plan. And being able to use resources in space gives us tremendous leverage because the shipping cost of every pound of anything that we send up in space is just incredibly high. And everything that we can get closer to where we're at in space is really going to help us accelerate the further economic development in space. Being able to build things, being able to support human activity, you know, everything that we've done here on Earth, we can repeat in space.
But bringing all that stuff back to Earth, whether it's water or platinum, isn't that just going to kind of completely skyrocket the price because of what it costs to get up there?
Well, in this case, we can use robotic technology, the same technology that helped rovers land and drive on Mars. The same technology that's helping autonomous cars drive around is something that we can actually, without ever having to have a human have to go, we can explore and develop these resources on asteroids.
One company said that asteroids are the low-hanging fruit of the solar system. You agree with that?
I do. Asteroids are actually the most accessible destination in space once you get into Earth orbit. And even though the moon is out there every night, the moon's got a lot of gravity that you have to fight in order to land on it and to come back from it. But asteroids have very little gravity, so you don't land with them, you dock with them. And that makes them much more attractive targets for rocket scientists going out to look for resources in space.
Is this all going to happen in our lifetimes?
It's happening right now. Our company has put satellites into space already, and our goal is actually to have the first privately funded commercial mission to an asteroid by the end of this decade, and we hope to be starting the initial mining activity in the beginning of the 2020s. So if we can create the machines and we can go out to space and get those resources, we can bring that shipping cost down and help really establish a new presence for humanity in space.
Chris Lewicki is CEO of Planetary Resources. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And that's The World Today. I'm Marco Werman, back with you tomorrow from the Nan and Bill Harris studios.
PRI, Public Radio International.